It's 8:10. Stop pussyfooting on tax dodging. That's what the Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn will tell the Prime Minister today. He's launching his party's local election campaign and says the leak of records from the Panama law firm Mossack Fonseca shows there is one rule for the rich and another for everyone else. So what could be done about it? The answer for Panama, where Mossack Fonseca is based, is not much. But of the 200,000 secret companies set up by the law firm, more than half were in the British Virgin Islands. And that is a British overseas territory. A little earlier this morning, I spoke to a lawyer based in the British Virgin Islands, the BVI. Dan Wise is head of litigation at Martin Kenny & Company. I asked him why someone would need an offshore account. What could be a legitimate reason?
Most of the BVI companies are used to hold assets outside the BVI. Reasons for doing that can be to help in the development, for example, of assets situated in perhaps quite difficult locations or places where there's a difficult rule of law. I mean, an example might be if you were wanting to get investment and develop a gold mine in somewhere, perhaps in Kyrgyzstan or somewhere like that, you might have a local partner who provides the license for the gold mine, a funder and a technical team. The gold mine license and possibly the land can be put into a BVI company, and then shares can be issued to the participants. That is relatively quick and easy to do. It also gets you into having access to a credible English-style legal system in the BVI, both for doing basically corporate transactions subsequently, soliciting further finance, and if there are any disputes, settling disputes, as we have a sophisticated, well-resourced commercial court here.
But even if you don't trust Kyrgyzstan, if your investors are in London and New York, why couldn't you do the same thing there?
Well, the BVI is tax neutral in terms of a BVI company will have almost no tax liabilities due to the BVI government.
So it is down to tax reasons ultimately that it's used?
Well, that's a significant reason for sure. But I think that it's very, very important in these discussions to make a distinction between tax evasion, which is bad, normally has some form of deliberate deception, and tax avoidance, which is A, lawful, and B, is very much derived from the onshore tax codes, wherever that might be in the world.
Do you accept that in creating a system like this, what you're also creating is, yes, it may be used for those who are just wanting to pay as little tax as possible rather than evading it, but you're creating a haven for those who, for criminals, for tax evaders, for people who actually should be paying the same money as the rest of us into our hospitals and schools, but are evading that?
Well, for the evaders, I mean, the BVI has actually done quite a lot to counter tax evasion. It's signed 27 tax information exchange agreements. It has got a lot of exchange of information with law enforcement agencies and with regulatory bodies, you know, onshore. So the days of turning up with a suitcase of money, that just does not happen now. It's actually very difficult to open a bank account here, even if you live here.
But also, the BVI is apparently the largest source of foreign ownership of UK property. So if you look at, you know, those property in the UK that is owned outside the UK, top of the list is the British Virgin Islands. Why would that be? Why would somebody want to hold property in the UK via somewhere the other side of the world?
Well, traditionally, there were stamp duty advantages to doing it in England. I believe those have been significantly curtailed.
I mean, ultimately, it just sounds like it comes down to tax.
Well, I think tax is a significant part of it, but that is a legitimate area of competition internationally.
Right. If the UK wanted to do something about it and say, look, do you know what, it's not fair, most people don't have access to this, could they close it down?
The BVI has got a high degree of self-government. However, it is a British overseas dependent territory, so I suppose ultimately it could.
Dan Wise, thank you very much.